The movie Capote takes place during the late 1950s and early 60s, when Truman Capote was working on his groundbreaking nonfiction novel, In Cold Blood. He interviewed and then befriended a man who brutally murdered a family in a small town in Kansas.
If I'm going to write about you, if I'm going to determine how to write about you, we need to talk about, you know, why you're here. You know, the murders that night at the Clutter House.
As Bob Mondello mentioned, that's Philip Seymour Hoffman playing Truman Capote. The film was based on a biography written by Gerald Clark. But Clark says this is not the first time Truman Capote has been in a movie.
When he was writing the screenplay for his 1976 comedy, Murder by Death, Neil Simon wanted an unusual villain, a short, pudgy man with a high-pitched voice and a tongue as sharp as a stiletto. Someone just like Truman Capote, Simon said. To which a friend responded, instead of getting someone like Truman Capote, why not get Truman Capote? And they did. Truman was thrilled. Every American wants to be a movie star. Gore Vidal must be dying, he said. He and Vidal had been trading insults for years. But when I visited him on the set in Burbank, it was Truman who was miserable. Acting is hard work that requires getting up at dawn and sweating through take after take, and it requires acting talent, which Truman did not possess. When he sat down with paper and pencil, Capote could write sentences that could make you laugh or could pierce you to the heart. No one of his generation had as good an ear for the music of the English language, its cadences and its rhythms. The most perfect writer of my generation, Norman Mailer called Capote after reading Breakfast at Tiffany's. In real life, Truman's personality was so buoyant and expansive that it defied the laws of human gravity. He could be outrageous. He could be witty. Jack Kerouac's writing was not writing, he said. It was typewriting. Truman could also be generous. To me, his biographer, he gave acres of time and mountains of confidence. And when he was not drinking, the last decade of his life was wrecked by alcoholism. He was more fun than anyone else I've ever met. On screen, however, in Neil Simon's movie, Truman Capote was not a very good Truman Capote. In Capote, a film that is reaching theaters today, Philip Seymour Hoffman is a very good Truman Capote. Many people can imitate Capote's odd, childish voice. It was so high, Gore Vidal once said, that only a dog could hear it. But Hoffman has done something different. Through the alchemy a very few gifted actors possess, he has done more than impersonate Truman. For the length of the movie, he has resurrected him. In the last week of June 1984, he died in August, I had lunch with Truman every day. "There's the one and only T.C., he said at one point. "There was nobody like me before, and there ain't going to be anybody like me after I'm gone." That's true. Who could dispute it? For a couple of hours, however, Philip Seymour Hoffman comes close.
Gerald Clark. He's the author of Truman Capote's biography and the editor of Too Brief a Treat, a collection of Capote's letters.